The pool frog became extinct in the UK in the 1990s, but it was reintroduced to a site in Norfolk between 2005 and 2008 by Amphibian and Reptile Conservation. And now the charity has carried out a groundbreaking scheme to increase the animal's population. The Headstarting Project sees spawn or young tadpoles raised in captivity and subsequently released into the wild. This allows a greater proportion to survive the riskiest part of their life cycle, away from predators or losses to other natural causes. Spawn was collected from the original pool frog site in June 2019. The resulting tadpoles were reared in laboratory conditions over the summer and released into ponds at Thompson Common near Watton, the last known refuge for pool frogs before extinction, and a site where previous experimental releases have shown promise. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which owns and manages Thompson Common, has created conditions for pool frogs by restoring ancient ponds. Jim Foster, ARC's conservation director, said, "This is hugely exciting, but a painstaking project. In 2018, we had a record number of pool frogs recorded at the first reintroduction site, while successful breeding occurred at the second reintroduction site for the first time since their extinction of the original native population." John Milton, head of Nature Reserves at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said, "I'm especially excited to see pool frogs returning to Thompson Common, as I was lucky to witness a spectacular vocal display of the males calling there on one balmy evening in June in the 1980s, before the population was sadly lost. It could become one of the UK's natural wonders once again."